Thank you for joining us on More Than That, a podcast where we dive a little bit deeper into what was preached on Sunday morning. We hope that this is enriching to your walk with Christ and that you love God and people that much more so that we can extend the glory of God to the people he has placed in our lives. So buckle up and enjoy the conversation.
Hey everybody, welcome to More Than That. I'm Gus Bird, sitting here with...
Rafael Gonza.
The pasta. Pastor Rafael. For those of you who don't are new to our podcast, this is a place where we give the preacher from the last Sunday an opportunity to spend a little more time on the sermon topic. Oftentimes there are things that would be beneficial for the church body that... just for time's sake, gets cut out. So this gives them an opportunity to unfold that a little more, share that gospel piece that may have had to have been cut. So it's been really beneficial, really fascinating to see all the twists and turns that this has taken over the last few months. So this last Sunday was on the commandment of do not steal. Really made me look at a few things in my life differently. So it's been really helpful. If you haven't heard the sermon, please go back and do so. It's on our podcast. So the question we always start off with is, Pastor,
yep,
if you had 10 more minutes with your church, what would you share with them?
No, obviously, like, we are now on the eighth command, it might end up taking way too much time to review every one of them, but, like, at least, like, the summary of that is that, like, you know, 1 to 4 is loving God, and then, you know, 5 going down is loving others, neighbors, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think one of the biggest things that, I would have even spent some more time doing, and of which really every command, we've done this, or we could have been doing this, is just really connecting this command with all the other commands. Mm-hmm. The commands to love God, which is basically at the end of the day, honoring the Lord, making sure, worshiping the Lord alone, right? Where he's saying, do not have any other gods besides me, and then do not make any idols, do not misuse the name of the Lord, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Just really looking into how stealing, like, and I mentioned it a little bit on Sunday, that, like, it contradicts God's character.
Yeah.
That at the end of the day, stealing doesn't, it's a way that you do not honor God, you do not love God, you worship something else other than God. And at the same time, that's a day reserved, the Sabbath is a day reserved for, we looked at theology of work, yeah. You work and then you rest. But then... one of the biggest things about, like, stealing is obviously the idleness that's there.
Yeah.
The fact that, like, you, while other people are working, you're kind of not doing the work. But then, so therefore, you can't celebrate fully the day of rest if you haven't shared with God if you haven't shared what obeyed God in working, and then also shared with God the joy and the imitating him in the working piece,
right?
Which is, he worked 6 days. That's what the command even says. He worked and then he rested.
Right.
So it's almost like someone saying, "Hey, I want to rest," and you're like, "No, you've been sitting on a couch the whole time." So, and then at the same time, like, kind of bringing them down now to even, like, when we're now looking. At the end of the day, when someone turns into a thief, when you turn into that and then becomes, it's almost like a dishonoring, obviously, like your parents if they taught you how to be godly, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then at the end of the day, it's not only just dishonor there, it's also dishonor of authorities and dishonor of just any authority, ultimately God. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, how stealing is always almost like very close in tandem with even murder as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is obviously like what Jesus is gonna say, like where it's almost like, you know, like murdering as in like hating your brother and all that. But then here stealing is hating your brother to the point that you take from your brother as well. But most of the time, like when you're stealing from someone, if you just look at a lot of crimes at the end of the day of stealing, they end up actually having a casualty of another life taken.
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically like, it's even stealing someone's life, right? And then committing adultery, obviously, is taking someone who doesn't belong to you, right? Which actually kind of goes underneath the, you know, stealing others. Yeah. You know what I mean? Stealing others, like we looked into that. So I just spend some more time just like connecting. And that's my biggest advice is also, as you read through this, like as we're going through this, don't just take them all in isolation. Read them also, looking and seeing how they actually ultimately are super connected,
mm-hmm.
are connected in terms of like, and they when they're carried out. For example, if you steal, you're hindering your love for God. You're hindering your love for people.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you're hindering your worship. You know,
mm-hmm.
So just really that part, and even when you're going down, as you're gonna see this coming week and then next week, they're very, very intricately connected in such a way that then you get to see, wow, God was very, very interested in His people living in harmony,
mm-hmm.
and that harmony basically at the end of the day representing and showing the harmony that he has as the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that the harmony that He wants His image bearers to actually perpetuate on earth. So therefore, it takes us now and puts us into like some 119 way. His law is meant to be our delight.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, if His law is our delight, all of a sudden, it results in a delightful community. You know, delightful community because it's in harmony. It's,
yeah.
It's as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday I was reading James. James uses a very interesting word to describe the law. He says it's the royal law.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was just like, so I got stuck in there, mm-hmm. like, just like, wow. He calls it the royal law. This is what the royal law says. When he's talking about, like, anyone who hears the word is like that person and forgets, it's like that person who looks in the mirror. Really? But, like, he uses the word royal law. And for me, that kind of took me back into the Ten Commandments, as in, like, we are, His children are royalty. It's almost like living in His royal courts.
Yeah.
This is what royal law looks like, living in His royal, under the kingship of God. This is what makes for true harmony in society. And obviously then looking and seeing, this is actually like, it raises up, because sin disturbs shalom, right? Peace. It raises up the need for the cross. And then also as well, just makes us embrace the cross a lot more, because it's like that song, I will never know how much it costs to see my sin. Like, oh, I will never know even also like what God was really eternity is going to be filled with us recognizing, wow, this is what you were doing at a small level in the church. And this is what you are now doing on a grand scale in eternity. So, yeah, that's that.
Yeah, the has been helpful for me to view these commands in light of that, you know, the place of the two parts, you know, how we love our neighbor shows how we love God, and we have to have the first part right to get the second part right.
Yeah.
And the second part is evidence of the first part. And this command, like the, just the ways that we might not think that we're stealing, but really are.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I share a driveway with my neighbor. And like for the last few weeks, I've had the, like the hose reel, like 2 feet into the driveway. I never looked at it like I'm stealing from my neighbor.
Yeah.
This, I'm stealing space.
Yeah.
Like it's, and that's not really communicating love to them. So it's been interesting to look at things in that lens.
Yeah. So. This command kind of like caught me off guard, like a whole lot. Like, you know, when you're just like, okay, we're preparing a sermon. Oh, this one's going to be like, this is easy. And that's why I was like, this is bigger on the inside than it looks like.
Yeah.
On the outside, you're looking at it, you're like, yeah, it's just stealing. And then that's actually like when it really opened up. I was like, wow. I think now it has made me also very, very aware of, like, obviously how I use time, but then at the same time, like, what I really now, especially, like, considering stealing glory from God, or stealing from yourself. Was probably the one that I was just like, okay, I didn't see this one like coming, but like, and then just really starting to think, and this thought, kind of preparing to record this thought came into my mind as well, like this morning when I was reading First Peter, where Peter talks about Lot. When he talks about Lot and how Lot is, it says that Lot was, he was pricking himself, like, by staying longer in Sodom, right? Like, it says that he was really just, he was damaging his own conscience. Like, you know, it's something that just, like, kind of stood out for me, I don't know, like, just, like, looking and saying, wow, he was stealing from himself the joy and the peace of belonging in the Lord, right? It's, let me read it for you. And then just kind of, when you see it, it's in 2 Peter 2, 7, sorry. When you see it, you begin to see, like, wow, like, these are some of the things that I can also do to also to steal from myself, where it says this, like, and if he rescued righteous Lot, distressed by the depraved behavior of the immoral around him, for as that righteous man lived amongst them day by day, his righteous soul was tormented by the lawless deeds he saw and he heard. Like, but Lot volunteered to go stay in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
Like, he volunteered. He saw, like, it was like, and which is now kind of playing even into the idolatry, because, like, his shepherds are fighting with Abraham's shepherds, and then all of a sudden they divide the land. Abraham gives him the greener pastures, and he says, go this way, and Lot ends up going and settling there.
Mm-hmm.
And the longer he stayed there, I just, like, looking at this, like, it says that he was distressed by the behavior that's around him.
Yeah.
like it's like stealing what? You're stealing joy from yourself there. Like, he was distressed. And then actually in there also it says that his soul was tormented. Like, tormenting your own soul. Like, that for me was just like, wow, God. So the longer I sit in something that I know you do not approve of and all that, that's also another way to just steal joy away from yourself. And then also as well, like, even, the whole stealing from yourself, especially when I withhold something that I know God has blessed me enough of to give, like you end up missing out on the generosity of the joy of generosity, the joy of, for example, with time, the joy of serving, the joy of, like, we steal from ourselves that if I'm stingy with something that I'm like, really, you know, when people are calling, hey, we need people to serve here. Like, and I'm like, nah, but then it's easy for me to then go home and basically like lounge on the couch, watch Netflix and stuff. Just like, I'm not saying Netflix is wrong, but like, I'm just saying,
Amazon just, Prime is,
Yeah. Watching the ways we steal even from ourselves. Like Thomas Watson says, we steal even our own progress of sanctification by actually being, by even allowing ourselves to be distracted. How many times are you reading your Bible and then all of a sudden, like, ding, and then on the phone, and then you're like, yeah, you stop what you're doing. I'm guilty, just as a lot of people are probably of that. So, I was just like, man, if I had given you full attention, how much would I know you?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I'm stealing from my kids if I'm trying to be in two places at once.
Yeah.
Like, if I had given my wife full attention, I probably would have realized I'm not digging myself a big hole, like, trying to bury myself when she's like, hey, I told you this. I'm like, I was, you know. So, yeah. And two places at once, you know.
Yeah.
Which is impossible. The myth of multitasking.
Yeah.
Is... You know, people can say, hey, I can do it, but the truth is that, like, man, being present, being singular-minded is proved to be the most beneficial things for, you know, for humanity.
You're done. Yeah, that's, I forget who said it, but I remember it. The problem was... most people is that they're never where they are. Like, when you're at work, you want to be home. When you're at home, you want to be at the gym. And at the gym, you're like, you're always looking for the next thing. So that just makes it so you're never where you are. So how much that's, I never thought about that as stealing. So
it's good. Yeah. I mean, like, that's what we say. Like, what's stealing your attention right now?
Yep.
What's taking your attention? That's being present. Being present is very important. And then at the same time, always recognizing, like, this statement is just kind of become so important to me. When I say yes to something, I'm saying no to something.
Yep.
So right there, when I'm saying yes to, like, maybe that phone call that could have waited another... when I'm helping my daughter or my son do homework, I've already, like, you know, I'm saying no. Obviously, there's emergencies. We're pastors, so.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's also, you know, honestly balancing that out.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It's always a trick.
Yeah.
But.
The last thing I probably want to just shoot on is... And you kind of did, you mentioned that, like, when it came to the theology of work. And I think this really, like, and you say that, like, where God has called you, that's where he's called you right now at this moment. And I think that's actually, like, where it's so easy once we kind of come up with that justifying wheel of like, this is not where I want to be, this is not where I should be, this is not like, and then that discontent, like we're always living for the next, it gives you, it makes you justify stealing time and being on social media or something and never giving your best. But if you were to give the best, like, it just makes me wonder, like, if you were to, like, literally, like, give the best you could to a task, work honestly,
mm-hmm.
like, what's so interesting about that is that I've seen this, like, for example, like, I was working at church, and they gave me, like, a job to do, I don't know, it was something like in the office and stuff like that. That's when they discovered that, like, administratively I sucked.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? But they discovered in the midst of that, I remember my boss, Mrs. Morne, like, she was the church, like, administrator. She was like, Raphael, you suck at this, but you are so good at doing A, B, C, and D. And please, could you, talking to our pastor, could you help him make sure that he does, he preaches to the homeless, he serves the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for me trying to be faithful at what I was terrible at, I wouldn't have been actually like, the person, like my boss wouldn't have been honest with like, okay, you're not good at this, so let's put him over there where he's good at it, and therefore I wouldn't be here today. Like, you see what I mean? Like, so sometimes God even blesses us even in the midst of like where, man, I hated that. I hated every piece of that. Like the stuff that they made me do. Like, but yet being faithful with that part led at least to them saying, hey, you know what? You're not good at A, B, C, and D, but like you are more field guy. Go out there and go do this. And then, man, for you know it, man, I was preaching, you know. Yeah, so anyway,
the rest that. Is history.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Well, thank you for your faithfulness, and for those of you listening, if you didn't know, Raph isn't good at administrative stuff, so learned two things this week. So.
Yep, there you go.
Well, thank you guys for listening. Again, if you haven't heard the sermon, please go back and do so. This is supposed to be an addition to, not a replacement of. So really encourage you to go back and listen to it. It's a good sermon. So thank you, Pastor, for your faithfulness and time and efforts. We really do appreciate it. So everybody, have a good week. God bless.
PremiumBeat.com.